This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, I mean, here we are in September, all right, and we have been kind of dealing with this since January. Maybe most of the public hasn't been really heard, you know, been involved since maybe February, March. But in the media, since January 1st, because there was just a little bit of a trickle at the end of December, we have been wondering why the hell we have this virus that supposedly came from bats, that all of a sudden infected and was killing thousands of Chinese, then comes to America in the midst of flu season and everything else. We have all these deaths now going on in America. It's just been chaotic, absolutely chaotic. And the timeline of it has never really been delineated or described to any detail worth discussing. And it's been still this big question of, well, in December, there were thousands of people who were affected by, you know, this virus, and we'll call it COVID-19 because we found it in 2019 and we identified it as SARS-CoV-2, and it came from bats, and maybe it was related to somebody eating bats at a fish market, and then it got spread to everybody, and then pieces of information came out saying, yeah, it's from a bat. Here it is, it's from a bat. No, it's not man-made. No, it's not manipulated. So while we're sitting there going, okay, fine, it's like a tennis match, you know, you're like, okay, whatever. Then we have a virologist now who was from Hong Kong, but I believe worked in China. She states that, no, this was manufactured and it was released. She studied it, she compared it to naturally occurring viruses, and she continues to double down, saying this was manufactured. Now, to non-medical people, a piece of news like that is very, very scary. It's very sensationalized. And you start to wonder if a lot of the things we see in movies are true. You know, so if they could manufacture a virus, then, you know, they could, you know, taint our water, they could, you know, nuke us, they could do all sorts of stuff. But as a doctor, and that's where everybody's kind of going to, they're going to the medical experts to kind of, you know, dissect this out and to kind of filter through anything that could be BS. And the one thing I have said consistently throughout this whole thing is the speed at which all of this happened didn't make a lot of sense to me. Even if they found the virus in bats and they found that the virus existed and persisted in bats and was there, I don't buy that a jump to humans and a jump to respiratory droplet transmission so quickly. So if I had to guess, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I had to guess this virus has been around for a long, long time. I would also have to guess that this virus was in America way before we were told about it. You know, I mean, I was doing telemedicine, I still do, and we had a lot of flu cases, and we can't really go back and figure out what those cases were, because on telemedicine, when I tell people, look, it sounds like the flu, can you go and get a flu swab? Many people that use telemedicine don't want to go to the doctor. They, you know, that's why they're paying, you know, a fee. It's cheaper to go through telemedicine. So my fear throughout the fall is, all right, I'm diagnosing you with the flu, but I can't really say it's flu because I like the tests. Okay, I was trained, you do the tests. That's kind of why we have Obamacare, because it was doctors like me that was like, well, you get the test and you confirm it. You don't just guess and you don't just start treating, you know, and causing antibiotic resistance or antiviral resistance. You know, get a definitive diagnosis. You got rapid strep test, do a rapid strep. You got pregnancy test, do a pregnancy test. You got flu test, do a flu test. So unfortunately, when you have all these different pieces, we had telemedicine that allowed an avenue of people to get tested, or not tested, allowed for people to get treated, and everything was put down as flu, and was it really the flu? And so once this stuff, you know, started to come out in public about January and February and, you know, oh, yeah, well, this might be COVID. I'm like, this sounds like exactly like the same thing one of my patients had in November or October. And, in fact, a recent study has found that they did find traces of this virus in, I believe, Southern California back in the fall. So either the timeline is off because the virus has been around for a very long time, and only once it got to the point where we also had flu season and we had tons of deaths and we had a different sort of picture of people who were dying of a pneumonia, the COVID picture of the lungs, the histology was different than what we would see something like flu or other sorts of pneumonia would do. That's when it was public. So that's one theory. One theory is it's been around, and then it just kind of took flu season for there to be a lot of deaths for somebody to go, okay, wait a second, what's this COVID? The other theory is that somebody tinkered with it. There was a virus. It was found. It looked like it was a very interesting family. Doctors and scientists study viruses. Maybe somebody tinkered with it. Maybe there was a lab accident. We were told that the lab wasn't kept in the most pristine, you know, way that it should have. And so maybe there was an accident. And because it had been tinkered with and it might have been more of a respiratory form, you know, that's why all of a sudden thousands got sick in December. I don't know if I really believe that. And then the third theory is this was designed, this was manufactured. The Chinese government is like, we are going to screw the world, or what other people think, we want to mess with Trump getting reelected, and we are going to release it out and kill a bunch of people. I don't know if I buy that. I don't know. But I really kind of fall in the middle, where I really don't buy that, yeah, this was in a bat, somebody ate a bat, and then all of a sudden they sneezed and everybody got sick. I just don't think I buy that. So this Dr. Li Meng Yin from Hong Kong School of Public Health has posted a paper where apparently she studied the virus. She's, I believe, hiding out in America because obviously people are going to, you know, unfortunately come after her. From what we understand, much of her work was erased from databases, she says, so it's hard to kind of trace back where she works and how she knows this. But I gotta tell you, she's got a lot of guts to come out if this really is the case. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. there's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot preparedness company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so we got a lot going on today. Let's see what's going on with Sally. Now, Sally, Hurricane Sally, was supposed to be a Category 1 hurricane. We did not want it to strengthen to a Hurricane 2, but unfortunately it did. And Hurricane Sally right now is hitting Alabama. More than 500,000 customers are without power. There are currently 504,808 customers without power in Florida and Alabama, according to Power Outage US. Alabama is experiencing the most significant outages from Hurricane Sally, with at least 278,000 outages. And then there's 225 outages in Florida. Now, I don't know about you guys, but where I live, it is hot. And it is very hot, and we need our air conditioning, and we need our computers, and we have kids on social distancing, schooling, and so it's not a very easy time for us to be without power. Hurricane Sally made landfall in Gulf Shores, Alabama, early Wednesday morning. So unfortunately, 500,000 customers lost power. Some of the reported gust winds going on. Wow, 121 miles per hour in Fort Morgan, 116 miles per hour in Gulf Shores, 98 miles per hour in Dauphin Island, 92 miles per hour in Pensacola, 74 miles per hour in Mobile, Alabama. So we're talking actually category 2 to 3, maybe even 4 winds, even though it hit the U.S. as a category 2. So they're expecting the winds will continue to cause damage across the Gulf Coast as the system continues to push inland. Sally has weakened some and now has sustained 80-mile-per-hour winds, but is still producing winds strong enough to knock down trees, power lines, and loose debris. There's also a piece of the bridge, I guess, that connects the Gulf Breeze to Pensacola, and that's missing. Apparently, Escambia County Sheriff David Morgan says a section of the three-mile bridge that connects Gulf Breeze, Florida to Pensacola is missing due to Hurricane Sally. Morgan didn't know how extensive the damage to the bridge was, only indicating that an assessment was being done. And, of course, it's hard to tell with everything going on. So my guess is traffic is diverted. And the city of Gulf Breeze tweeted that the three-mile bridge was closed, along with a photo of what appears to be a crane on top of it. So that's not good. Now, residents have been evacuated hours after Hurricane Sally made landfall. Escambia County, Florida Sheriff David Morgan says the devastation is pretty bad. There has been extensive flooding. And so from what we understand, thousands of residents will need to continue to be evacuated due to flooding and covered roadways. Roadway says it's going to be a long time, folks, for us to come out of this thing. And the sheriff is urging residents to stay indoors and call 911 if there's a life-threatening situation. We are seeing a huge storm surge in Pensacola. It's the third highest ever recorded, according to the preliminary automatic readings. Apparently, it reached 5.6 feet of storm surge. Now, historically, Hurricane Katrina held the third highest spot with 5.3 feet. So that means this was higher. Previous records were held by the 1926 Miami hurricane with 7.2 feet and Hurricane Ivan in 2004 with 9.54 feet. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. Flooding rivers, a lot of rivers in the area, riverbeds, definitely not an easy time. And, if you want to help, you could definitely reach out to the Red Cross, reach out to Salvation Army, donating blood. We always need blood. Contact your local Vitalant.org or your local American Red Cross to donate blood. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, I don't know if you guys saw this, the internet and social media is pretty entertaining. And apparently there's a video of Biden speaking something about a quartermaster. And I don't really exactly know what he was talking about. It's a clip where he was talking and, you know, he wasn't really making sense. Something about if you're a quartermaster and then if you're selling something or whatever. And I get these videos are out of context, but there's just so many of them being circulated. However, one I thought might have been a little fake. So apparently, I was on Twitter. And Donald Trump had tweeted something saying, what's up with this? Now, it wasn't his video, but he had linked a video. I forget who had made it, where Joe Biden was apparently speaking to a group of Latino voters. And the vice president had been, or the former vice president, Joe Biden, started to play a tune. Now, the tune originally was Despacito. Now, I don't know why a candidate would play Despacito. Maybe he's trying to look cool. Despacito. It's a good song, but, candidates don't necessarily have to play music to, again, you know, whenever somebody tries to pander to a group, that it just almost is a little bit more embarrassing. It almost puts the group in a very odd position. Well, somebody decided to manipulate that media. And instead, there was a rap song playing Blank the Police. And so Donald Trump shared this video that's been circulating. And he goes, what is this all about? And you see Biden, and I could tell just because I do a lot of audio editing, I could tell it was just too crisp for it to be something that he was playing off his phone. But unfortunately, It was a video that circulated of Joe Biden pulling out a song that starts screaming about F the police. Right now, I get some people out there a sense of humor. Just from what we're told, that was never the song. He was trying to play Despacito. But if I could just, you know, make any recommendations to anybody in the political world, don't be adding audio like that, because it's so easily manipulated now. And that kind of is what fear that I fear. I fear being out there. If I ever ran for politics and somebody take a word and switch it and they go, yep, it looks like she said it, because my voice is kind of easy to duplicate. You know, anybody could duplicate my voice. You just have to kind of, you know, sometimes I have a little twang, you know, and you got to make sure you got that twang right. Sometimes some of my other accents come out. I don't even know where my original accent is from, but apparently people say I say eggs wrong, and I say legs wrong, and I say a lot of words wrong. And nobody can understand me over the phone when I ask if you have back pain. I go, do you have back pain? Everybody says, huh. So apparently they don't understand when I say the word back. I don't get it. Especially since baby got back is my jam. So I just so fear that somebody's going to take something and manipulate it. But, you know, whether it's a, you know, whether it was a doctored up song or whatever, from what we understand, Joe Biden actually danced to Despacito. So if you can't talk that clearly, and if you have issues that I don't know if I have it here, I need to be very, very careful because I don't want the other video coming up. But if you can't, I guess, speak and, you know, speak to the crowd, then I guess play a Latino song. I don't think that was. Oh, let me try to hide the. Audio. Hold on a second. Well, I want the audio, but I want to make sure that the audio is going to be clean. So I've never seen Joe Biden dance. I remember Bill Clinton and Al Gore dancing. Remember, don't stop thinking about tomorrow. So when they won, I remember them dancing. I just did not expect to see Joe Biden dance, but apparently he did, and people thought it was pretty, pretty cool. Here's my issue. Latinos, or women, or minorities, or Caucasians, or whatever, don't like to be stereotyped by a song, or by a, you know, look, I eat, you know, falafel. I mean, if somebody told me they eat falafel, is that supposed to make me want to call up Israel and say, hey, guys, you got to back this guy up? It almost demeans what we're about. Just like with women, we're going to appeal to the women voters because we're going to pick a woman. Again, that, you know, that's it's insulting to us. You know, I mean, I want to, you know, have you guys ever won something? And then a judge tells you, yeah, yeah, we're glad you won. We wanted you to win because we wanted a woman to win. So, like, we did it. And you're like, well, you mean I didn't win this fair and square? What's going on? So, you know, people have asked me, you know, how does the Latino, you know, population, you know, how do they look at Joe Biden? I think many of the populations out there are just as split. You know, when somebody says, well, Latinos are Democrat or Latinos are Republican, again, that also minimizes, that also insults, okay? You know, somebody's political views doesn't necessarily have to do so much with where they were raised, whether it was Costa Rica or Puerto Rico or Mexico or whatever. So, but anyway, it was Despacito, okay? 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On Capitol Hill, a U.S. Senate hearing is focusing on the nation's response to COVID-19.
In many ways, this has been like trying to build the plane while we were flying the plane.
And that's Missouri Republican Roy Blunt opening the hearing and calling the outbreak unprecedented.
We made significant mistakes.
Blunt didn't directly lay blame at the president's door, but Democrats are ripping President Trump's response to the outbreak, saying that the ongoing crisis demands better leadership. Life-threatening flooding is occurring now over portions of the Florida Panhandle and southern Alabama because of Hurricane Sally, which came ashore this morning as a Category 2 hurricane and has weakened a bit now, but could dump rain on that region for the next couple of days. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Israel reports carrying out airstrikes early today against Hamas targets in the Gaza Strip. It follows rocket attacks on Israel from the Palestinian territory after Israel yesterday signed a peace deal with the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain in Washington. The deal broke with years of Arab policy that there'd be no normal relations with Israel until peace was reached with the Palestinians. President Trump appearing at a town hall event last evening and asked about why he never issued a national mask mandate to combat the spread of coronavirus.
The concept of a mask is good, but it also does, you're constantly touching it, you're touching your face, you're touching plates.
During the ABC town hall, President Trump also said minority communities are suffering the most when there's not proper policing.
We have to give the police back the authority to stop crime.
This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe.
Okay, guys. Dr. Dolly, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one thing I just need to kind of stop and do a quick shout out is to all the college students out there. All right, I was a college student, and it's very interesting because, you know, I look back at pictures of me when I was in college, and I'm like, damn, I look good. You know, I'm super skinny. I seem to have a lot of energy. I work 3 part-time jobs while going to school. You know, my college days were very, very interesting because I hated living at home. And I kind of grew up in a house where, you know, well, if you want to, you know, when you're under our roof, it's our rules, right? If you want to go support yourself, you leave. And I was like 5 years old and I wanted to support myself. And then I was 8 years old and I wanted to support myself. So the second I turned 18, I was able to leave and support myself. My parents are nice, but I was tired of being told our rules. I didn't like their rules. I thought the rules were very, very restrictive. I come to later find out the reason why the rules were so restrictive is because we had rapes in the family and things like that. They didn't want that happening to me. So unfortunately, much of my upbringing was extremely sheltered and extremely bubbled. But I'm not somebody who could be kind of sheltered and bubbled in. I'm a little bit of an extrovert, and I have a lot of ideas, a lot of things I want to do, and I get stuff done. So I move out. But I was going to be the first person in my family to get the hopefully graduate college. Luckily, I got a scholarship to UNLV. I was able to work. I didn't do so much work study. I just got a bunch of part-time jobs. I didn't have a car, so they all had to be walking distance. And then I got through my college in 4 years. Don't know how. Yeah. And I got into medical school. By the grace of God, by the grace of mentors and people supporting me and friends and good, you know, lab partners and all the research and stuff I had to do and great instructors, great friends, and got through. And I was very fortunate then to become a physician. And then, of course, or once I was a medical student, I got pneumonia and mono and things like that. But anyway, got through that, became a doctor, fantastic, then had a tumor on my ovary and whatever. But I bring this up because people think, okay, well, college students is a group, a demographic that we really don't have to worry about. The college students are blessed. They're young, so they're healthy. They got some sort of money because they're going to college. They're not poor. Wrong. Okay, some of the poorest of the poor are going to college. Right? Thank God there's like an academic scholarship or work study or something or a loan. But people look at college students as, you know what, we're not really going to spend a lot of time on that. Which is kind of why, for those politicians out there going, you know, free college for all, I don't know how successful they're going to be with that. Because for any of us Xers, Generation Xers or Millennials, who have been paying on our, or even Baby Boomers, who have been paying on our loans, you know, all of a sudden to find out, if we were just born a few years earlier, we could have gotten free college, they're going to be like, nah, they could pay. You know, I'd rather our tax money go to something else. So college students get, unfortunately, the short end of the stick. And the people who are college students right now are millennials and the Generation Zs. The boomers call them the Zoomers. But my Generation Z peeps say Zoomer is offensive, so I can't call them Zoomers. They don't like it that the boomers call them Zoomers. And just let the boomers and the Zoomers have it. Just let them fight. If you're an Xer like me, millennial, we stay at it, okay? They can fight. But so I helped create something called College Student Health Awareness Day because college students have various health issues. Many of them have liver disease, kidney disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, obesity. They're at risk for STDs. And I reached out to UNLV's American Medical Student Association, which are the pre-med students, and I said, hey, look, guys, you know, if you want to do something impactful, let's, you know, do this. So we created it, and then hopefully we're going to be taking it national in the next few years, which is a really exciting day. So I want to give a big shout-out to Matt Rubenstein, Vanessa Cadiz, who worked with me on last year's campaign, this year's campaign, Lauren Marcos, and Alexa Solomon. And basically, we're going to reach out to college students. We have, we have prizes and things like that. But, you know, we have, material, and I'm going to be there to teach and answer questions and be there as a guide, you know, to steer them. It starts today, and then we're going to have multiple other events. And it's just something to kind of help students kind of realize that, you know, they have to think about their health. When you're a college student, you're thinking about, you know, parties. You're thinking about, you know, what your next date's going to be. You're thinking about your next midterm or your next test. And if we could address health when you're young, then maybe we don't have a bunch of middle-aged people having high blood pressure, having diabetes, you know, having all these other issues. You know, they say youth is wasted on the young. We keep hearing that. I was even told that. Well, youth is wasted on the young. And I remember being young. And when I was young, I thought I was immortal. I saw when things happened, I'm like, well, that happens to you. Well, that happens to you. That's something that's not supposed to happen to me. You, for some reason, were destined to have it. I don't know. And it was because of my religious upbringing. And then I start to get a little more scientific. And I'm like, there's no rhyme or reason. There is just no rhyme or reason. You know? And then when you start seeing friends that get sick and die or commit suicide or whatever, you're like, okay, death is kind of real. And if a student is in a bubble and kind of kept in a bubble and not out there, their thinking is very naive. And you know, I kind of supported myself. I moved out when I was 18. I've had those discussions with my kids. I think my kids would do better moving out, you know, and supporting themselves like I did. But unfortunately, the newer generation is a little different. And I'm noticing, and I know the pro-marijuana lobby is going to be mad, and I voted to legalize marijuana, but I think the convergence of child independence and legalized marijuana made for a very inhospitable learning sort of environment. And we have a lot of lack of motivation, unfortunately, in the younger generation. So many people, if they smoke pot, they're not going to be, like, really maybe that interested in waking up at 6 a.m. to go to a 7 a.m. lab of a five-credit course that may or may not get them a degree, which may or may not get them a job. So the Zers, and I've said, is pretty smart. They're the ones that are kind of more practical than us. Us Generation Xers, or older, was like, this, you just do it. Just follow the rules and good things are going to happen. So you get your butt up at 5:30 in the morning, you do your exercise, you get to class, you do your homework, you get the degree, you have the degree. Even if you don't think you like the degree, just get the degree, because if you change your mind, you have it. And I'm still of that thinking. And that's what I tell my kids. That's what I tell my kids' friends. I'm like, look, you know, we don't know what's going on with college, and we don't know what's going on with, you know, the economy later, or, you know, automation taking over. But don't waste your youth. If you're in your 20s, God, would I love to be in my 20s again. You know, hold on a second. You know, if I, my husband asked me this, you know, because I told him this, I go, man, you know, if I could be, you know, 21 again or 25 again, he's like, what would you do differently? You went to school, you went to medical school, you worked, what would you do differently? I couldn't tell him. I would have had more sex. I would have, because I wanted to be a virgin until I got married. And then I didn't realize that, you know, just like, you know, in medical school, you need to learn, you know, about medicine, you know. I really could have used the more experience in the sex field. I really could have. So if I could have done differently, you know, I probably would have had more sex. But I can't now. So, like, well, I have the sex now. I can't. Look at me. I can't do all the stuff that they can do. Gosh, you know, and I hear about all these positions that people can get, and I'm like, man. So anyway, if I would have done it differently, I probably would have been more of a hoochie mama. But I wasn't. And, you know, and maybe I would have, and I hate to say this. I part of me wish I would have tried a drug. Because I don't understand when I have a patient that goes, yeah, I do coke and I do meth. And I'm like, why? What's the, you know, and it wasn't until I was in labor when I got, you know, my first major narcotic, Demerol. Then I realized, okay, whoa, now I see what we're dealing with. So I kind of wish I had it. I think I would be more experienced. And not because I wanted to have fun, but I just think I would have had that more experience. And I think I would be able to kind of be a better doctor, as you know, and a better wife if, you know, had more sex, but I didn't. So, College Student Health Awareness Day. For those of you that are going to be around on Instagram, go to the AMSA, AMSA UNLV Instagram page. We're going to be answering questions. We're going to be kind of dealing with college students sort of issues and trying to keep them healthy. This theme is coping with stress. 1-877-DR-ALLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey guys! Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so this is interesting. The CDC has noted that there's been a drop in sexually transmitted cases being reported. So I could just hear a bunch of governors throughout the U.S. going, woo-hoo, yay, yeah, you see, look at what we did. Look at how we fought the vaping crisis, and we fought the STD crisis, and one fell swoop, let's just lock everything down. You also have people saying, look, there's been less car accidents, less everything, less rapes, less, let's just do lockdown forever. Meanwhile, the other half of the country is going, oh, Okay, so what, we just sit here and wait for government checks and just sit here with a thumbs up our butt? So when I first heard the claim that STD cases might have dropped, I immediately read it as reporting of cases, which it looks like that's kind of what the CDC said too. I think the CDC is kind of the same suspicion that I am, where I don't think STDs went down. Okay, there could be a hurricane, there could be fires, there could be a, I don't know, episode, or I don't know, a eighth season of Game of Thrones. Sex is going to happen. And I, through my patient base, now remember, I do telemedicine, and I do telemedicine in multiple states throughout the country, so I get patients from all over. It's not just Southwest or Northwest or Midwest. We also have New England and all that. And I'm getting a huge uptick in people calling in with STD-related symptoms. So in a woman, she'll call in saying, I have a UTI. I'm like, what, really? Yeah, I got a bladder infection. I need medication. I'm like, well, what are your symptoms? Oh, it burns when I pee. It's just like when I had a UTI. I'm like, well, have you had any recent sex? Yeah, well, that's why I have a UTI. Okay, any recent unprotected sex? Yeah, but that's probably why it inflamed something. I'm like, can you get yourself tested? It could be a UTI, but that could be an STD. No, I've been with my boyfriend and my partner, you know, for years. Well, yeah, but people cheat. I mean, I hate to say that. Well, gosh, you're pessimistic. You know, it's a UTI. Just give me an antibiotic. I'm like, well, what antibiotic? Well, the antibiotic that also covers an STD just in case. I'm not supposed to do that. So with telemedicine, again, that's kind of why we're in a little bit of this problem that we have with COVID. Nobody documented anything. Nobody tested anything or documented anything. So I'm like, look, I don't know if this is a UTI. It might not be a UTI. You need to go get tested. Then we have men that call in. And I can't tell you how, gosh, a huge uptick in men calling in going, I got a UTI. Well, they say, I got a UTI. And I'm like, oh, you have a UTI? Yep. And how did you get it? I don't know. And I go, what are your symptoms? Well, you know, burns when I pee. Now, dudes don't get UTIs that easy. All right? I'm like, do you have a catheter in you? You know, are you mean a compromise? No. Are you sexually active? Yeah. What are your symptoms? Well, it burns when I pee. Do you have any discharge coming out of the urethra? I don't know. I don't check. Well, you might have an STD. A lot of guys, remember, the plumbing's a little different. For women, it's a little easier with the whole toilet paper thing. And, you know, you're not supposed to squeeze the Charmin. And, you know, you're supposed to... Oh, by the way, we need to review what to do with toilet paper. I think a lot of you guys use toilet paper completely wrong. Gosh, man, I need to do that. Okay, remind me. I'll have Jason remind me to do a toilet paper segment. So there's square for a reason, little squares. I ignore the squares. I just wrap it up, and I get a big wad of paper, right? There's an art to toilet paper we need to talk about. But for a man, the rectal bacteria is a lot far away, right, from the urethra. So rectal bacteria is supposed to be climbing up. So it's odd for a dude to get a UTI. If it's so odd that we need to culture it and we need to send you to a urologist. You get sent to a urologist out the gate if you have a UTI because we need to know why we're having a Guinness Book of World Record event here. So, but most of the time it's an STD. So I'm picking up on a lot of STDs. Then I had a patient, she was pregnant, and she thought she had a UTI. And I'm like, oh, okay, you know, tell me your symptoms, you know, and any recent unprotected sex, well, not with my husband. And apparently there was another partner. And there was, but they were all together. Which is another thing. You guys gotta see, okay, I don't get that. I'm married. Apparently a lot of people have sex with other people, like in the same bed. And maybe that's the whole swingers thing. But I'm like, your husband knew about it? Yeah, he was there. He joined in. I didn't realize how common that was a thing, but, and maybe it's because, you know, I didn't take a good medical history. I mean, you know, I teach students how to take a good sexual history. I don't really bring up menage a trois or swingers or whatever. We just go, do you have any unprotected sex? But wow, I didn't really get that. Lots of times people have tons of partners and they just kind of do things and that's just kind of what they do and how they be. So I honestly, if people were locked down, and they decide to just stay with their friends or just do their thing, there is no way less sex was going on. So, unfortunately, the lockdown had some other consequences, such as the STD clinics. If you went to the free STD clinic, when I trained in L.A., when I went to UCLA in my last year of medical school, we had to do our STD rotation at the STD clinic. And so it was a free clinic, and you would gram stain people's discharge, and you would, you know, examine them for STDs. You'd give them a shot of Rocephin and some doxycycline or whatever. We would do it at the time. Now we use Zithromax. And so we would, there were these STD clinics, and there were, you know, but if those clinics closed down, or you don't have a lot of them now, where are people going? Same thing with condoms. You know, I don't know if you guys noticed, but for a few years there, you could go anywhere and grab condoms. You could be sitting at a bank, and there'd be condoms there. So I'm like, well, I better get this for my kids. Man, we had a whole thing of, I don't know where it is. I don't know where they're asking kids, where are the condoms? Well, I don't know. And it's like, no, I don't know where the condoms are. But I had a big, huge, you know how you guys collect coins in the family? I had a big, huge one of those with condoms. Oh, they were multicolored, and they were really, really cute. I'm like, oh, my God, look how cute. But they're gone. I'm sorry. So, I'm not sure. There were a lot of them. Somebody's got to get talking to. But now, where are people getting their free condoms? So if there's less condoms out there, there's less ability to go to the free clinic, there's less regular medical clinics being open to treat for STDs, then many people are going to be going to telemedicine. Now people say, well, telemedicine doctors will catch it. The telemedicine doctors will, not all of them. See, some of the doctors are kind of naive. And I know this because I see people coming in saying, the antibiotic didn't work that they gave me for the UTI. And I go, it probably wasn't a UTI. Do you think you have an STD? Yeah. But I told him it was a UTI. So they're giving a medication for a urinary tract infection that doesn't, you know, attack an STD. And we aren't even supposed to be treating STDs without, you know, it being documented. So I have to tell the patient, look, you know, don't call in saying you have a UTI unless you know. Go to the urgent care because at least they could test it and at least it could get reported. So, but people are smart. They don't want to go to the urgent care. That's the other thing, too. They don't want to go out and get COVID. They'll have sex with seven people in a bed, but they don't want to get COVID. So they're going to call up telemedicine and ask for some sort of treatment. You know, I told you guys, one of the reasons why we have an issue with Z-Packs and drug resistance to Z-Packs is in the 90s, when people realized that you could use Zithromax for gonorrhea or chlamydia, people were like, well, then why don't I just get a Z-Pack? But I'm not going to say I have gonorrhea chlamydia because my wife is here. I'm going to just say I have bronchitis. And everybody got Z-Pack. People were always calling for the Z-Pack. But yet their lungs sounded clear. Well, finally, the medical people that be, medical experts that be, said, will you stop treating bronchitis with a Z-Pack? And people were like, no, I need my Z-Pack. And I'm like, look, are you having burning when you pee? So the moral to this is there are people out there that COVID or no COVID, lockdown or lockdown, are doing what they normally want to do when it comes to sex. And I believe that we have a huge spike in sexual transmitted disease. Not a drop. It's just not getting reported. Just like flu wasn't getting reported. 1-877-DOCTOR.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.